Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Kennan Holdings Ltd. conference call to discuss the third quarter 2019 results of Kennan. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Kennan published its press release with Q3 results earlier today. The press release, as well as summary financial information of Kennan and OPC, have been publicly submitted to the Securities and Exchange Commission on Form 6-K. These documents can be accessed from the SEC's website and have been filed with the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange and are available on the company's website. With us on the call today are the management of Kennan and OPC Energy. This includes Mr. Robert Rosen, CEO of Kennan, Mr. Mark Hassan, CFO of Kennan, and Mr. Giora Mogi, CEO of OPC. Rob will first provide an update on Kennan. Giora will then provide an update on OPC, followed by Mark, who will discuss the financial results of Kennan. We will then open the call for question and answer session, followed by a concluding statement by Rob. Before we start, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements, including statements regarding expected events, developments, or the expected performance of the company and its subsidiaries and associated companies, including those statements identified as forward-looking in Kennan's Q3 2019 results release. These statements are only estimates or plans, and there is no guarantee that they will in fact occur. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, as well as risk factors and uncertainties identified in the Q3 release and the risk factors section of the company's annual report on Form 20-F, filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and in the section entitled Caution Concerning Forward-Looking Statements in the Earnings Release. In addition, this conference call includes certain non-IFRS measures, including OPC's EBITDA. For the definition of such terms and a reconciliation to their most directly comparable IFRS measures, see Exhibit 99.2 to the Form 6-K furnished to the SEC today. The Form 6-K is available on the SEC's website as well as Kennan's website. And with that, I will now hand the call over to Rob. Rob, please go ahead.
Thank you, Operator. I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us today for our investor conference call to discuss Kennan's third quarter 2019 results. Starting with Khoros, earlier this year we announced an agreement to sell 12% of our remaining stake in Khoros to a majority shareholder of Khoros for approximately $227 million. We are pleased to update that Kennan and the Baonang Group have recently obtained material government approvals and third-party consents for the sale. We have also agreed a deadline for payment of the purchase price and closing until no later than the end of Q1 2020, and this agreement includes additional provisions to help secure their performance, including a guarantee by another company within the Baonang Group and a deposit of 500 million renminbi, or approximately $71 million, by an associate of the purchaser into a segregated bank account. In terms of operational results, Coral sold approximately 11,300 cars in the third quarter, primarily reflecting orders from a leasing company introduced by Khoros' majority shareholder. Moving forward to Kennan, last month we distributed a $65 million dividend, or $1.21 per share, to our shareholders, reflecting our continuous commitment to unlock value for our shareholders. This distribution follows $38 million of proceeds received from OPC's dividend distribution and $30 million in proceeds received from a successful commercial arbitration. I would now like to hand the call over to Giora to discuss the business developments and results of OPC. Giora, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Rob. In terms of business development at OPC, OPC Hadera is in the process of commissioning our 148-megawatt cogeneration power plant in Israel. The total cost of completion of Hadera plant is expected to be approximately 1 billion new Israeli shekels, which is approximately $286 million. As of September 30th, 2019, OPC Hadera had invested an aggregate of 853 million shekels, which are approximately $244 million. We expect to reach commercial operation in the first quarter of 2020. On Summit project, OPC is developing an open-cycle natural gas-fired power station with capacity of approximately 396 megawatts in Israel. We are progressing with the development of Summit project. In September, we received the results of a connection survey performed by Israel Electric. Earlier this week, we announced signature of project finance agreement for Tzomet with a consortium of finance institutions led by Bank Hapoalim for an overall amount of 1.37 billion shekels. We expect to reach financial closing by the end of this year. In terms of financial results, OPC's revenues in the third quarter in 2019 were $102 million as compared to $94 million in the third quarter 2018, mainly due to an increase in electricity tariffs at the beginning of the year and an increase of in the electricity consumption by OPC's customers. OPC's EBITDA in the third quarter was $33 million as compared to $29 million in the third quarter of 2018. OPC's net profit in the third quarter was $14 million as compared to $11 million in the third quarter of 2018. OPC's net profit attributable to its equity holders in the third quarter was $10 million as compared to $9 million in the third quarter of last year. Please note that OPC's results as published in New Israeli shekels by OPC are slightly different from those published by Canon in US dollars as they don't include the impact of exchange rate fluctuations on the translations of the results from shekels to U.S. dollars. That ends my summary, and I will now hand over to Mark Cannon, CFO, for a financial summary. Mark, please go ahead.
Thanks, Gyora. Cannon's consolidated results are largely made up of the consolidated results of OPC, which were just described by Gyora. The results of Chorus and Zim are reflected under results from associates. In Q3 2019, Canon made a profit of $35 million, and you can find additional details in our 6K, which was filed earlier today. In terms of liquidity and capital resources, following Canon's payment of the $65 million dividend, cash of approximately $26 million, and Canon does not have any material debt. Finally, as a reminder, Canon is the beneficiary of a four-year deferred payments agreement reflecting deferred consideration from the sale of its Inkia power businesses in 2017. Amounts under this agreement accrue interest at a rate of 8% per annum, and as of September 30th, 2019, the accrued amount was $201 million. That ends our summary, and we will now be happy to take your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Yair Drori of Alternative. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking the question. You wrote in the report that you expect the closing of Chorus sales in the first quarter of 2020. My question is, do you see any obstacles that can delay this closing?
Thank you for your question. Look, at this stage, there is nothing specific that we foresee, but you know, again, we don't have complete visibility all the time when it comes to a third party's obligations to us. What we've done, of course, is put in measures to help secure their obligations. And as we wrote in the 6K, in the event that they do not pay, the segregated account is required to be topped up to the full amount of the purchase price. So we've done what we could at this stage to we hope that this is sufficient.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. The next question is from Sagi Friedman of Hazavi. Please go ahead.
Hello, I would like to congratulate you for the great results. Regarding your holdings in OPC and your following past comments on your holdings, do you plan to diversify your holdings in OPC in the future, near future?
Thank you for your comments and your congratulations. Look, as Kenin shareholders are well aware at this stage, our strategy is to realize the value of our businesses for our shareholders, and in each case, when we believe it is in the best interest of our shareholders for us to do so. And there are several ways for this to be achieved. In June and August 2019, for example, OPC raised 275 million shekels by issuing new shares. Kenin did not directly participate in this issuance, but our stake was reduced to 70%. And we have distributed a dividend this quarter, which partially included proceedings from the OPC dividend.
But your current position in OPC as it today is not going to be changed, as you stated like 2 or 3 years ago when you split off the Israel company?
Look, again, I think our strategy on this has been consistent. We are trying to assess the best time to achieve value and the best way to achieve value for our shareholders. So today, is there a sale immediately? No.
I'm not talking about...
To assess. You're talking about to diversify.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be sale. It could be, for example, like a dividend, your OPC holding, for example.
Oh, no, I understand. So in terms of a distribution or whatnot,
yeah.
Again, today, we continue to assess our options. And when we have a plan, we'll disclose it to the market. But today, I would not say we have anything to tell the market.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
There are no further questions at this time. Mr. Rosen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you, operator. On behalf of the management of Kenin Holdings, I'd like to personally thank you for your interest in our company. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to contact Kenin's investor relations team, whose contact details are on the press release. Thank you again, and farewell from me. Have a nice day.
Thank you. This concludes the Kenin Holdings conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.